Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thanks to Earl for the update. It is time to talk to our pal Chris Russell, who is on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. Welcome back, Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Slasherini, if the Redskins lose four straight and they're 5-11, you're expected to walk.
The walk is in play.
D.C. Right. to Ashburn. Right. Are you actually going to do that?
Yeah, I mean, I guess there was like some debate on whether I would have to do it if they were 4-12, but we've passed, we've advanced, we've graduated from that. But I said specifically on the Monday before training camp opened, so I guess that was like July 27th or whatever it was, on 106.7 The Fan, that Nate Davis of USA Today Sports was completely out of his mind, predicting the Redskins to finish at 5-11. And right now, I have four chances to avoid that ultimate humiliation.
Nate Davis will be on the show at 1 o'clock, by the way.
So and I like Nate Davis. Nate Davis is a really, really, really good guy and football writer and all of that, but I thought that was ludicrous. Now, of course, I didn't realize that the Redskins would have about 48 season-ending injuries.
Right, and they're still not going to finish 5-11 very likely.
So I hope not.
You're still going to be just fine. I'd like to advocate that you don't walk, Reini. There's a chance you could die.
Thanks, James.
That took a real serious turn.
No, I'm serious. I'm a friend of Chris Russell's, and I'm not making fun of him. I'm just saying that's a long walk. There's a lot happening there. You shouldn't do it.
It could be properly supplied. There'd be waters available to him, food stuffs. You could take some pit stops.
Could we open it up for people to pledge to walk some of your distance? Like, I could walk a couple miles for you. Some listeners could do it.
I mean, I would be totally open to that. Now, my understanding is there are many listeners that have said that they are willing to take this journey with me. Rick Snyder has also said that he would be willing to join me. You guys are certainly more than welcome.
I'll accompany you for some of the walk,
yeah,
for sure.
I mean, the other part of this was that I was going to be waving a Redskins team flag in honor of the sacrifice that I made, initially. Yeah. So, this is going to be, let's be honest, let's call it what it is, fellas. There's no rhyme or reason why this walk should actually happen, considering where we are and considering who's still left ahead. But knowing my bad luck, knowing the Redskins' luck, and knowing how these things just have a way of biting me and bad karma abound, I'm going to be stuck walking on just January 9th, down 60. And I'm probably going to have to pay a lot of tolls to do it.
That's
while
right.
I'm walking down 66 towards Ashburn.
You're going to be paying $30 in tolls. Danny, I came up with this thing a few years ago when Reini and I were on the beat, and we used to just go hang out and eat lunch at Fuddruckers and do all of our bits every day.
The good old days, huh, Jeeps?
The glory days, pal. And I came up with this thing called getting slashed, which is that when, because I call them slash, whenever anything terrible happens in your life that's just like a bad break, you're getting slashed. And so, like, your tire is flat when you go out in the morning, you got slashed. You get a crack in your windshield because a truck cuts you off and a rock hits you got slashed.
You got slashed.
This would be the ultimate slashing, Reini. Mm-hmm. I've never seen a slashing quite like this. If the Redskins just completely lay an egg the rest of the year and go 5-11, this would be the Hall of Fame. Like, you should just resign at that moment and just never speak again.
Yeah. It would be the last proclamation of any sort that I ever make, period, that has anything
to do,
because these things have kind of come back to haunt me a little bit,
Yeah, there was one time when you said you were going to quit if they signed Deshaun Jackson, and then they did.
Right.
And then Chuck Sapienza came up with some weird gimmick to get you off the hook.
It wasn't a weird gimmick. It was a totally legitimate
Incorrect.
Thing. It was legitimately
Chuck
weird.
Chuck Sapienza did something where he played hero and he signed you for a. He said he fired you for a day or.
Listen,
I don't know what happened.
The only thing that could make this worth.
And I wasn't listening.
Okay, the only thing that could make this walk worth it, if indeed it does happen, is if it is accompanied with the firing or the resignation of Bruce Allen to totally get the Redskins back in the right direction.
There we go.
And move forward. I could probably swallow that very bitter pill if Bruce Allen is again removed, or if
that should
he
be the sign. Carry that.
Wait, I have something even better, Danny.
What? Mm-hmm.
Would you like to make a guarantee right now that if Bruce Allen is no longer the team president on that day, you will walk to Ashburn waving a Redskins flag?
You're asking me or Danny?
No, you.
Well, I mean, I'm not doing it unless they don't win another game.
No.
I mean,
this is a different thing. I'm saying if Bruce Allen is removed.
Oh, so what you're saying is regardless of the record, if Bruce is gone.
This is another bet, right?
No. No, I'm done making bets because, again, it always comes back to my – I'm saying the only thing that would make that tolerable is if that happens. Now,
okay,
it's not going to happen, but...
How about you lead a parade down
That's
Half
what I
Street
want. Yep.
From Bonchon to the center field gates of Nationals Park, waving a Redskins flag, and we all stand on the side of the street clapping as you throw candy at us if Goose is removed from his post.
And a marching band is playing the Pretenders I Would Walk 1,000 Miles.
We will get a marching band to walk behind you, Rainey, while you wave a flag over your head. When Bruce is gone.
I'll only do that if Tom Daly is behind me doing the Matt Hardy delete WWE thing.
And I don't know what that is. Tommy,
I know you probably
agree to
the terms? Won't, but Tom Daly knows.
Yeah, I'll definitely do it.
Okay. Do we have a deal?
I mean, we're just walking from Bonchon to the center field gate behind that. I mean,
but
that's like
two blocks. You have to paint your face burgundy and gold.
Yo, absolutely. I'll do whatever you want in that regard.
And he's got to dodge a lot of cranes, too.
Yeah.
There's so many cranes, Russell.
And you got to wave a flag over
here.
You
guys should have seen me in New York City on Sunday morning walking to, like, the Javits Center from Penn Station, which is not a short walk, as I came to find out. There were cranes everywhere, man. Big, tall buildings going up. Oh, I was scared to death.
Probably losing your mind going up there. That's a 30-block walk up to the Javits Center.
Yeah. Beltway Boy Sports says he will walk with you to Ashburn, Russell.
That a boy, Beltway Boy.
I want to say anything type situation where losers hand off a boombox playing that Pretender song as Russell walks. Everyone does
That's
it in shifts. Russell, actual football matters here. Quickly, we've only got like a minute left. How should the Redskins approach these last four? Grant's on team. Do everything you can to win the games because that matters. I'm on team. Let's just make sure that guys who are hurt or banged up don't play and keep them healthy and safe in a lockbox, Al Gore style, for the following season. Where are you?
Like me personally, I would do everything I can to preserve and protect guys like Trent Williams and Morgan Moses. I would probably not play them if the choice was kind of a 50-50 type thing. But here's what I know, and Grant knows this, obviously, and anybody that's covered a team. These guys will never, ever, a guy like Jay Gruden, I promise you, will never, ever, ever ease off the gas pedal and just say, nah, it doesn't matter if we win or lose, because he knows what kind of maniacs he works for, A, and B, he knows that if he quits, his coaching staff quits for whatever reason, and quit could be a proverbial term, then that's a really bad thing that the locker room picks up on.
Yeah,
so I think they go full balls to the wall or whatever that mentality would be.
There's a very different two very different things. So you can shut down Trent Williams and not demand Morgan Moses play hurt and still try to win every game and do everything you can other than quote unquote tank, which is what some people are advocating.
Correct.
Which
they
I've always thought.
Never ever ever tank. No.
Yeah, in football that's ridiculous. In baseball and basketball that works. In football it doesn't make any sense. Hey, real quick, Redskins Survivor. We do it every single week. I don't know how often you've followed this.
No, I've heard it.
Facebook.com/Grant and Danny. People are voting right now. We're down to six guys left, so we're giving one player immunity, and we're kicking one player off the island. The six players remaining are Kirk Cousins, Morgan Moses, Josh Norman, DJ Swearinger, Zach Brown, and Ryan Kerrigan immune this week. So based on the Dallas game, who do you give immunity of Cousins, Moses, Norman, Swearinger, and Brown? And who do you kick off the island of those guys?
I'm gonna give immunity to Kirk, just because even though he didn't play perfect, I thought he elevated the team around him. One, and kicking off, I'm probably going to go Norman.
Ooh, okay.
Norman.
Very
yeah,
good.
Hasn't been real good last few weeks.
I mean, as you guys know, and I know you guys talked about it a little bit on Friday, if memory serves me correct, I need Josh Norman. I know he's been good in coverage. He struggled a little bit the last couple of weeks. Maybe he's still banged up. I need him to be special. And it doesn't necessarily mean because they're paying him $20 million under the cap, although that is part of it, just like it kind of is for Kirk. But more importantly, he's arguably their best offensive player still. I just need him to be special. And he wasn't good enough on Thursday night.
Yeah, a couple straight games of that.
Yeah.
Rainey, I'm pulling for you, buddy.
Thanks,
fellas. I don't
want
you walking.
I appreciate it very much. I mean, if I look like you two guys, then I would be no problem. But unfortunately for me, I do not.
You think so. I can't make it to Ashburn. I would die.
I bent over on Saturday and still can't straighten my back up. That's where we're at, Russell.
Grant and Danny on the fan. Redskins Survivor on Facebook. We'll make our votes in moments. Again, it's facebook.com/Grant and Danny.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.